They call me the dick builder. Everybody, and welcome back to the Tether Radio Podcast, the only podcast keeping you from spiraling out into the infinite abyss. I'm your host, Daniel, and I'm joined, as always, by Allie.
What up?
What's
up? I have a new stage name.
What's up?
Leaf's Gravy. So gross.
Oh,
it's
like,
so gross.
I thought you were describing poop for a second.
Ew.
I don't know, it's kind of like a loose gravy or something.
Jesse's been on a tear where he keeps like...
What does that even mean?
He just keeps bringing up loose gravy. Like, you know, just... You're just holding some gravy.
Oh!
It's so gross.
I'm gonna have to text him just like, loose gravy, right? Am I right?
Do it. Do it right now.
Here we go.
For the podcast.
For the podcast.
No, so, this morning he was like, I need you to go to Bojangles. I was like, I am not going to Bojangles. He's like... Get me just like a palm full of gravy. And I was like, shut up. He's like, just some loose gravy. And I was like, that's my stage name. And he looked so offended.
That's amazing.
Oh, loose gravy though. Jesus. Love to see it.
Dude. Loose gravy in your hand. That's the only way to have loose gravy. So. Am I right?
Anyway. What's
all right,
new?
Tech sent. Man, what is new? I was trying to think of what... So, working our way through Recursion for
yeah,
the book
man.
Club. The only thing that I will say on the podcast, because we're not doing spoilers or anything.
Nah.
Holy shit. Get on board, y'all.
It's so
like,
good, man. It's so
it
good.
Is a mind fuck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was just... Yeah.
It's
great. It's
the kind that's, like, borderline believable.
Yeah.
You know, like, they do a good job with the sci-fi part of it to mm-hmm. make it, like, I could almost see it being
yeah.
a thing.
No,
you know?
I totally agree.
Oh, it's
totally
so good.
Agree. I like, looked over it, I was like, I hope we're recording. Oops. It's been a week, y'all. So, yeah. So, speaking of loose gravy.
Oh, boy.
Yes, because this was one of the more disgusting things that I've consumed lately. So my parents, my father, I'll say, not my parents, is almost like a doomsday prepper wannabe
oh,
because
God.
He hasn't bought in completely, but he's like...
He likes the gear, though.
He likes... I think he just likes collecting shit,
sure.
you know?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. He's about to retire, so I think he's maybe going through an existential crisis
yeah.
kind of thing. And,
yeah.
So our son always gets in this closet and plays over at my parents' house.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like, it's a coat closet with nothing in there.
It's probably haunted.
So probably. Yeah.
There's another
there's
a ghost toddler that
there's
he's hanging out with.
Yeah.
There's Casper, yeah.
But anyway, so he comes out and he's got this MRE.
Okay.
And I was like, where the hell did Finn get a fucking MRE? And Dad's like, oh, well, you know, I got a box open in that closet.
Dad.
I'm like, what are you doing, dude? So,
well, you never can tell.
Yeah, right. So we start looking at it. First of all, we couldn't find an expiration date on it. Dad didn't remember when he actually purchased it. And so we were like, the next conclusion we would jump to is, I wonder what it tastes like.
No.
So, we opened it up.
Ew.
It was like shredded potato.
Okay.
Pieces of like pepper, like bell pepper.
Sure.
Bacon parts. And it was all covered in like some kind of gravy consistency liquid.
Okay.
I'm
not happy.
No. And so I was like, all right, I've made a whole lot more with a whole lot less before. So what can we do? So I was like, well, we got to at least fucking heat it up.
Sure.
Like, I mean, that's your first step. So I was talking about doing it on the stove because I figured in a pan, it might dry out and like, I don't know. a little bit more or something. But then we were like, fuck it, we don't want to dirty a pan. So I keep like glancing down, and this Jesse sent that video of the chicken getting wrapped in cheese, and I keep looking at it and I'm like, damn, that looks good. So anyway, I warmed it up in the microwave, which was also probably not the best decision. So we start like taking turns tasting it, kind of thing.
Did Finn partake?
Fuck no. Okay. Because honestly.
Well, who knows?
We were like, dude, if we give this to Finn and then he vomits, like, I won't be able to clean up the vomit because it already looks like vomit.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like vomitception kind of thing.
Yeah, vomitception.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but my dad kept trying to get me to say that it was good.
Dad.
And I said, man,
it's not good.
It's not good. I said, it's not bad. But this is the thing, dude. I was like, Pops, MREs are not supposed to be good.
No, they're supposed to just, like, be nourish
edible.
You.
Yeah, they're supposed to be edible, like, kind of thing. Which, this was edible. None of us died. We're still here. None of us, you know, got food poisoning or anything. But it was one of these things that, I don't know. I've eaten camping food before, like dehydrated stuff that, basically you toss some water in there. And
that, like, you take on, like, week-long hikes or something.
And I actually had this one, I don't know why I'm talking about basically MREs and camp dehydrated foods, but I'm gonna roll with it. This dude brought biscuits and gravy in a camp thing.
No.
Dude. It was good.
No.
I swear to God.
It was not good. You are mistaken. Sorry, buddy.
But wait, time out. You also are like a connoisseur of biscuits and gravy.
I like good biscuits and gravy. So like, you're not gonna tell me dehydrated biscuits and gravy were good, because they were not.
You're like, no. I just have standards.
Yeah, like... Will I eat Hardee's biscuits and gravy? I will, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
But do not tell me your dehydrated shit is any good. God.
Okay, maybe it was just like, when you go camping, that like you get weirdly more hungry than normal.
Oh, like it's like your threshold of what's good is so much lower. So then when you have like s'mores, you're like, oh God, s'mores.
Real quick tangent on that one. Because my mom was talking about how her dad used to use he would fry bacon when they were on camping trips, and then he'd use the grease from the bacon to cook their pancakes.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, we always remember him just being so damn good, like, and delicious and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, so then this one time we tried to make them at the house, she was like, they're the most disgusting things we've ever consumed. And I was like, yeah, that's that camp threshold.
Yep.
It's low, bro. Yeah. It's low.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I've been telling my best friend, like, I've not seen her since pre-COVID, but she lives 5 minutes down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like being really, really cautious because he's got like a lung thing, and but she's bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
And I told her, where the fuck was I going with this story? What was I saying?
We were talking about shitty food that we were eating.
Oh, and, like, thresholds being lower. Yeah. I was like, shit cracks me up so much that one thing will be slightly funny, and I'll be laughing in my head about it for, like, an hour. Like, especially early in the morning when I'm not all the way awake. Like, I'll just all morning be like, loose gravy. Like, no, it's not even funny.
Yeah. Dude, I swear, like, these days, I feel like you have one of two emotions to choose from. And it's either laugh or cry.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of with you.
Trying to keep laughing.
Yeah, trying to keep laughing, dude. Because it's therapeutic at this point.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. There was something else I was going to mention. The piss like a racehorse.
Yeah.
So just real quick, because we talked about it a little bit after the podcast.
Recorded it. We were coming up with a title, and we decided to use Like a Racehorse, and then we were like, where's the title come from?
Yeah.
We took it from the podcast last week, from the Twitter thread of the scuba kid.
That's what it was. Yeah. So we started looking into kind of the history of it, and it was kind of interesting because it went back and forth. Well, you've got some people basically saying that it was almost like animal abuse because they were administering where it originates from is apparently racehorses were given Lasix, which is a diuretic, and they would be given that due to the fact that racehorses are predisposed to, it was like hemorrhagic aneurysms.
Whoa.
Or something like that. Yeah. And so so they would give them this at, like, to help that, but it obviously, it being a diuretic, yeah, it would make them piss like crazy.
Yeah.
In addition to losing weight right before a race.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So, but it was just, so the term piss like a racehorse was born.
Actually has a little story behind it.
Yeah, but it was kind of interesting. I believe it was hemorrhagic aneurysms, but it was some kind of blood volume disorder,
yeah,
kind of thing, that it was like, yeah, these things are under such, these racehorses are under such strain,
yeah,
that it's like popping inside into blood vessels. Ugh. Like, not unheard of kind of, ugh, thing. So yeah, pretty gnarly aneurysms. Man. Oof. The other thing that my week definitely did not start off on the right foot, because my beer fridge got delayed.
I meant to ask about that, because I thought surely, mm-hmm, you would have said if it, yeah, came.
Yeah, so when you guys are listening to this, I will be drinking beer out of my beer fridge, because it is supposed to be delivered Monday.
Good.
So, good. But anyway, so that's the woes, the woes of the first world, I guess. So. But anywho, how was your week? I mean, like, did you have much going on?
It was fine. Yeah. Like, I didn't really, I don't know, like, I keep trying to read, and then the kitten is like, but look how cute I am. And I'm like, you're right.
Damn it.
I gotta play with you.
Yeah.
No, it was pretty good. It was just, I don't know, it was like, just dull.
Yeah.
Like, lately.
Honestly, I feel like dull is almost a step up.
A little bit of a, you know, relief. What I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like sometimes a lack of activity is yeah, needed because,
yeah,
because of all the other shit that's going on. So,
I got a haircut. Like, I just got my hair trimmed, mm-hmm, and my hair girl said during COVID she has watched all, I think, 40 seasons of Survivor.
Oh my god.
I'm like,
that's an hour long show, isn't it?
Each episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
or like 45 or whatever.
Yeah, without the commercials, ads, like 42, yeah, or something. 40, yeah. Yeah. Like, that is so much.
That is so much. Oh my god.
Damn.
Let's see just how much that is. 40. Well, how many would you guess? How many episodes?
Oh, I don't know. Like, maybe 10, 12? We'll call it 10. Okay. We'll undersell this.
Yeah. Times 42 divided by 60. 280 hours worth of Survivor. If that's 10 episodes at 42 minutes.
Dang.
God, that is a fucking boatload of time.
Well, because they closed their, yeah, the salons for a while. And then her salon was closed for longer than some others. So, like, she was really, I mean.
Oh, no, dude, I've got a buddy that his little brother was in barber school.
Yeah.
When all this shit hit. And so he's basically doing, like, some haircuts, basically out of his basement,
yep,
when he's not at school. Because they're, yeah, not allowed to charge, but, like,
yeah,
I got him to, like, cut my hair and,
yeah,
you know, Venmo'd him some money.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's going to be really weird to see really the impact of all this stuff.
Yeah.
'Cause, you know, I mean, small businesses, that's what I was reading this the other day, real quick tangent. Small businesses are the ones that are going to.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, the corporations are thriving,
yeah,
right now. The, yeah, Walmarts, the Amazons, that are like, dude, they can't keep shit stocked.
And the,
like,
grocery stores.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's really wild because I was reading some article about, like, the stock market,
yeah,
versus something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, their stocks are, like, fucking soaring,
yeah,
you know, while small business is,
yeah,
struggling to keep afloat. But
that's like, I stopped by the tattoo shop the other day, and mm-hmm. I was just going to go in and get this piercing on my ear. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll have to wear a mask, yeah. But, like, I didn't make an appointment. And I do for tattoos, but, like, yeah. a piercing you can usually just,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But they had a bunch of signs on their front door, and one of them was like, the doors are locked. Everything is appointment only, even if you want to just come in and shop for jewelry. Everything's appointment only.
Wow, really?
And then like you have to wear your mask the whole time and stuff, which totally makes sense, but yeah. I'm just like, man, I'm just gonna wait a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Plus, like, the bars will be closed and, like, I'll have a lot more downtime because I can't go even wear my mask to the bar, so
yeah,
I can hop in and get my ear piercing anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just like, man, that's, and their website, like, when you go to make an appointment, mm-hmm. like, they're not doing any kind of like mouth piercing right now, which makes sense. Yeah. Like, but it's just shit you didn't think about. Like,
yeah, no,
knew I couldn't get a lip ring right now if I wanted one, you know?
Like, it's so weird, yeah. man. It's so weird. Well, cool. Well, speaking of COVID, should we just hop right in?
Yeah. Do you want me to get to this Georgia story?
Yeah. That's cool to me.
So, like, I'm sorry to cover COVID shit, but this one is a lot, and, like, I feel like you guys are as fed up with COVID shit as we are, but, like, I don't know how much coverage this is getting, and it's worth showing. So, my buddy sent me this headline that said, okay, I will disable my ad blocker. God damn it. Hang on. That is not what the headline says.
Whitelist me.
Please. Hello, refresh. This is great radio, guys.
I can please? Do it really quick. I can do it real quick.
Wait, okay, it's finally okay, here. Okay. It's finally here. Okay. 260 kids and teens infected with COVID-19 at a Georgia sleepaway camp. The sub-headline is, campers were not required to wear masks. So
the sub-headline is, they slept like Lincoln Logs. Stacked like Lincoln Logs. Who would have thought they would have transmitted it to each other?
The picture of the, like, it's just a stock image, but it's like little, and they look like Lincoln Log houses. Like, so much. They've got the green roof and everything. I love it. So I was glancing through this, and it said, they took some precautions. They kept the kids in groups based on their cabin. So basically, like, you're not exposed to everybody. You're just with the same cabin group of people yeah. most of the time.
Yeah.
They had to do social distancing outside of their cabins, and they had frequent cleanings. Mm-hmm. But masks were not required for campers, only for staff. Mm-hmm. So it spread like fucking wildfire.
Yeah.
They broke these numbers down weird. Mm-hmm. 120 staff members and 138 people training for staff positions. So that's 258. Mm-hmm. And then an additional 363 young campers that came a few days later. That's so many people.
That is a lot of people. I would consider this a hot squad.
Yeah.
Camp COVID.
So, oh, God. Sorry. Oh, there's you a horror movie that'll come out in maybe a year.
Or show title.
All camp attendees were required to provide documentation of a negative COVID test no more than 12 days before arriving, but you could still have gotten it in between, you yeah. know, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had a bunch of indoor and outdoor activities like you do, mm-hmm. including daily vigorous singing and cheering. So, on June, I know.
Including vigorous spitting into each other's mouths. Sorry.
So, on June 23rd, a teen staff member left the camp because she had chills, and she tested positive for COVID-19 the next day. Uh-huh. Camp officials began sending attendees home the next day, mm-hmm. and then they officially closed the camp 3 days later. Of the 597 Georgia residents who attended the camp, uh-huh. test results were available for 344 of them. So of those 344, 260 tested positive. Oh, wow. So that's 76% of those
Jeez,
tested.
Jeez, dude.
And that means the percent who tested positive out of the overall group is at least 44%.
So you probably already know the question that I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask it anyway.
Yeah.
Do they talk anything about, like, severity of symptoms and stuff? Or did you see anything?
Nope.
I was just wondering.
They don't even, like, I'm like, are you telling us how bad the kids are? Are they okay?
Well, because, like, yeah, this is... Because the shit thing in my eyes is not that the kids got it.
It's that they can spread it more. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I think that was the point of this. It kind of...
Because obviously they're not going to be at camp forever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, man, yeah, that is so many cases.
Yeah. That's crazy. 76%.
Who is sending their kid to camp right now?
I don't know. Just
don't be stupid, guys. Just nobody wants to wear the fucking mask, but just wear the mask and don't send your kid to camp.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of... Honestly, I'm kind of surprised that camps were allowed... I mean, there's so much... there's so much of an uproar about schools going back.
Yeah.
That I'm really surprised that... I mean, because the main school stuff isn't supposed to happen for another, like, what, 2 to 4 weeks? Like, the majority of schools going back kind of thing.
I guess. I'm not sure. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm kind of speaking out of my ass in regards to when schools are going back. I know that... I think, like, northern schools go back a little bit later than ours.
I think so.
Ours are slated for close to the end of the month.
My school system already went back. Like, the one I went to, because they're year-round.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I've got my cousin's wife is a teacher, and she said they're basically gonna go back for, they expect maybe a week.
Yeah.
And they're just gonna instantly be like, hey kids, this is how we're gonna do things virtually.
Jeez.
Because they're gonna get shot.
Man,
it's gonna be chaos. It's gonna be pure chaos.
Yeah, it is.
Ugh.
Because, I mean, dude, how do you explain to children the severity of, like...
You can't explain it to adults. Like,
yeah,
well. I see boomers all the time not wearing a fucking mask, and I'm like... Because nobody's enforcing it. Like,
But in all actuality, dude, how do you enforce that? I mean, this is one of these things that, like...
I know.
You know, I mean, we are
all you can do is ask them to leave.
Yeah, like, we're functioning in this gray area that, like, I mean, and I hate to use this term, but unprecedented. You know?
Yeah, it is.
So it's one of these things that even if people were enforcing it, how do you charge somebody? You know,
be like, sir, wear your mask. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you know.
Which, I mean, I think that most businesses, which this is what kind of pisses me off about this, is with this mask mandate stuff. They're really putting it on small businesses to enforce this shit when they're already fucking struggling to exist at this point. And so I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but it just kind of seems like a shitty solution.
We're in a pickle.
But,
we're all in a pickle.
We're in a pickle, dude.
Oh, man.
So you got anything else?
No, that's Georgia it for camp? That. Yeah.
Fuck 'em.
Yeah.
Well, we have some bang up scientists up in Boston that are doing DIY coronavirus vaccines. Yes, you heard me correctly. This is the world that we fucking live in. This is so. I saw that and I was like, there has to be something like this. This is a typo,
right?
Right. This is a typo. No, this is not a typo.
God,
and I love that they're so the first of all, I pulled this from The Verge, the actual title for the article, if you would like to check it out. Researchers become their own lab rats with DIY coronavirus vaccine. Yes, my sentiments exactly. there's a reason protocols and processes.
I'm just kidding. I swear to God.
I'm just kidding. processes are in place to help keep things safe and help the development of this stuff so that people aren't fucking shooting weird shit up their noses.
Yeah.
So, these guys, which, and then I fell down a rabbit hole, like, on previous projects of this specifically this one guy, George Church, who is, let's see, he's part of a roughly 20, 20 people, I guess, that they mixed together the vaccine and sprayed it up their noses as part of what they're calling the Rapid Deployment Vaccine Collaborative, or RADVAC. Yeah, I know. Just no, dude, I'm telling you, this is the crazy shit. Is this is a legit article? Like, it is just bizarre. So these guys are basically say that they're getting around, they're getting around like regulation and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're basically saying giving people like, or within this group, they're giving them like all the things to mix together, but it's not mixed together kind of thing. And so they're like, oh, dump all this stuff together, shake it up, let it sit for a second, and then shoot it up your nose or whatever. And it's just, dude, you just can't make this shit up, dude. It's just wild. I don't even know how to, like...
It should be very illegal.
I mean, I would think that it is. Even if they're... Well, I don't know. They don't go in. Obviously, they're not going to tell you what they're shooting up their noses because they don't want you to go out and patent it.
Yeah.
But, and I say that very jokingly. So, but the other thing that I wanted to cover, because I just thought this was fucking bizarre. The other thing that I wanted to cover was a previous project of this George Church dude. And I pulled this one from technologyreview.com. I don't really know. I'm not that... Or MIT technologyreview.com. I don't know.
I think I used them for something.
Okay.
I think they were pretty legit.
Okay.
I mean, just when I looked.
Yeah, I just wasn't familiar with it. But, anyway. He was previously on a team that was developing an app by the name of DigiDate. Premise behind this app was you submitted your DNA or like your genome mapping to them, and they would cross-reference it with other people that had submitted that DNA to make sure that you didn't end up potentially dating somebody with the same recessive gene.
Yeah.
So that to avoid having children with like serious diseases and stuff.
But that's getting eugenics. Real close to eugenics. Yeah.
That's eugenics.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the weird thing of, or to me, the weird thing about this is that was the premise for it. And then, but then at the end of this article, he talks about the app won't block dates, he being George Church. Says the app won't block dates for people carrying dominant disease genes. Quote, we are saying that up front. If they are attractive and healthy enough to go on a date, it doesn't matter. So, I'm assuming they're doing that to get around, like, discrimination lawsuit kind of shit?
I guess.
Dude, I don't even...
Are there laws anymore?
Do the cardinal directions still exist? That still factual? Is north north and south is south?
Is this the Wild West?
What is going on? I just thought that this was really bizarre. Just because, well, first of all, they do go on to say, hey, this dude is like, he is like a fly to shit when it comes to controversial projects, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, like, part of me is kind of like, you know what? If somebody wants to fucking do that, more power to them. I don't care. You know? I mean, it's like, if you're so scared of a disease kind of thing that you want to have your potential partner screened kind of thing. That's weird to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At some point, there's like you can at least see where someone's trying to use this for good. Like, say if you knew that your DNA and this potential partner's DNA would, I don't know a condition specifically, but like, let's say it's going to cause something where the child is going to be just like not even able to live.
Yeah.
Like have like their like, you know, there's some of those where like the spine develops outside the body, or like their mm-hmm. lungs never develop, or mm-hmm. something like that, where they legit can't, like, sure, yeah, you wouldn't want to wish that on a child and mm-hmm. have that child be born and, you know, have a miserable couple of days before they die.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, like, it's definitely eugenics. Like, well, it's definitely like, what if it just tells me that even though you and I are both tall, that's gonna make a short kid? Like, that's, well, no, see, and that's not okay.
That's the issue, is because, like, and I mean, like, and I'm just gonna throw this in there, as I don't know if you want to check it out, Rock and Roll, if you don't, that's cool too. You're familiar with CRISPR, or have you heard of CRISPR?
Yeah, a little bit. The
basically gene editing kind of thing.
Yeah.
They were actually able to determine the sex of a cow using CRISPR.
Yeah.
And then, so I kind of have that in the back of my head.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading this stuff, and I'm like, and I'm just explaining to the listeners and Allie kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because, like, I don't want to, like, jump on some, like, oh my god, you know, tinfoil hat shit, even though, you know, whatever, obviously you guys know that I love my tinfoil hat. But it's also one of these things that, like, yeah, so you get a, you know, if you're mapping the entire genome of somebody,
yeah,
like you said, you know, you can say, oh, well, I don't want a kid that has brown eyes.
Yeah.
I don't want a kid that's, you know, well, yeah. I want two daughters.
Yeah.
Or I want a son and a daughter. And it's like, oh, we can make that happen.
Ugh.
And I just, ugh, man, that is just...
Yeah.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
No like.
Dang.
But anyway, so I just thought... that was really weird. I do want to keep an eye on this dude, just for the sole reason of, I'm sure that he's going to be, like, plugged up to some really fucking weird projects in the future.
Yeah.
But, and I'm sure, I don't know, let us know if you would like us to follow up on old George Church and his DIY vaccines. So you can do that at tetherradio@gmail.com. So
man, I've got a little medical story. I've got two medical stories.
Let's do it.
Okay. This one's not the one I kept as a surprise. The next one will be. So excited for that. Okay. So this one, this is from Vice. The police arrest a man for performing scrotum surgery at a backpacker's hostel.
Say what?
You heard me. Australian police have arrested a man who allegedly had a severed penis and testicles in his freezer, following reports that he had partially castrated another man in a separate fetish-related incident. I'm kink shaming the hell out of this guy.
What?
Yeah. People are into everything. Rule 34, buddy.
Very true. So, I stand correct. Rule 34. Holy shit. Uh-huh. I need to get that, like, a poster of Rule 34. Like,
I'm sure there are.
Oh, yeah. 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 Definitely.
Preferably just the words. Yeah, yeah. And no, not no, any.
No. I want it on a plain black ground. You know?
So... he said it was consensual surgery on a 26-year-old at a backpacker's hostel in Brisbane on Saturday afternoon. It's understood that the culprit used a cryopin, which is a medical device for removing warts and other lesions with high-pressure nitrous oxide, to remove a single testicle from the younger man from Sydney, who had willingly arranged to undergo the surgery after the two of them met online. What?
Dude,
Also,
can we go back to 2019?
If this is your kink, this is a one-time... I guess if it's your testicles, a two-time thing.
This is a maximum.
Maximum two-time kink. You can do this.
Two years, dude.
I mean... So, he had, obviously, no fucking formal medical qualifications. It is believed that he taught himself how to castrate people by... looking it up on the internet.
YouTube.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
The Sydney man suffered complications as a result. Big surprise. And he was taken to the hospital. So anyway, then they did a search of the culprit's home, and they seized a bunch of medical tools, and that's when they discovered a penis and a set of testicles in the freezer. It is currently unknown who they belonged to. Oh my god. Past tense, because now they belong to the taker of them.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, possession is 99% of the law.
Yeah. Apparently, his defense lawyer claimed he had been bullied as a student at a private boys' school and had Klinefelter syndrome, which is a genetic condition that occurs when a boy has an extra X chromosome and may affect general growth and result in smaller-than-normal testicles. Man. Hey, small balls!
Jeez, dude.
God. Can we stop using bullying as a defense, please? I was bullied, so now I consensually cut men's balls off. Oh, honestly, man. That's a mood for sure. Cutting off balls. That's a mood.
I... You know what?
Wait, I think I have a new kink.
I don't know why, but I have a raging erection right now.
Oh my gosh. Also, jeez. People in the scene refer to themselves as Nolos, and they experience an extreme body modification paraphilia in which they want to have their genitals nullified.
Nolos.
Nolos. Like Nolos. Nol.
Oh, okay. And then Nolos.
Nolos. Yep. Underground fetish scene.
I mean, dude, I can't. My brain is so fried from this story. I can't even make a joke about it.
Well, great, because I have a follow-up.
Oh, God.
That's sort of related.
Man tries to put penis back on using cryopin.
Well, it's at least more happy than that, for sure. Oh, okay, but good. I can't believe you didn't see this story this week, and I'm so happy you didn't. A father whose penis dropped off due to a blood infection became the first man to have a new one built on his arm, but delays mean it has been stuck there for 4 years. I wish you guys could see Daniel's face.
Wait,
his jaw just dropped onto the floor.
Wait.
Do you have questions?
Wait, he had a... Okay. Yeah.
So, I got some details. Here we go.
Please.
Also, there's pictures. Malcolm McDonald underwent a 50,000-pound NHS-funded procedure to have the appendage attached to his arm after a long-term perineum infection caused his penis to turn black and fall off in 2014.
Okay, real quick tangent.
That's broken, Daniel.
I just how does one?
I can't imagine you have questions about this. It's pretty straightforward.
It's cut and dry, dude. Where does this occur?
Like where in the world or where? Yes. Oh, because it's his arm.
Where is this penis growing?
I think it's in London. Yeah, it was.
Okay, so it's not like third world.
No, it's.
So this is my main question.
Yeah? You have more than one question?
Yes, I have a few. How does one allow an infection to go that long that it's like...
That your dick turns black and falls off?
There have to be indications that it's getting not better.
Because I feel like that doesn't happen in a day, right?
No.
Like you don't just like your perineum infection is pretty bad.
No.
And then your dick turns black and falls off in the afternoon? No.
A dong dropping is definitely a 2 to 4 week thing. No, just kidding.
Falls off?
Yeah, I mean, so
wait,
it's clear.
Wait. Maybe that's how the other dude had one in his freezer. Someone else's just fell off and he kept it.
Oh my god.
Finders keepers, dude.
What if there's like a secret epidemic of perineum infections?
And then dicks fall off. It's raining dicks, y'all, watch out.
Oh, it's raining dicks.
I gotta reach out to that defense lawyer, dude. I got a new defense for him.
What if it's like a new kink for like scissoring and to like contact perineums?
I gotta go. Here, my notes are here. If you want to finish the story, I gotta go.
The podcast is canceled. Fuck this.
Ooh, buddy. So he became a recluse and turned to alcohol after losing his manhood. Listen, shut the fuck up about calling your dick your manhood. Yeah. Anyway, he has found hope after pioneering surgery meant he could have a Jimmy, as he has nicknamed it, attached to his arm. It's like the middle of his forearm. Like, it's...
I think the... wait, are there... there's photos?
Uh-huh. They're blurred because it's a dick. Also, according to Ashley Feinberg, like, the Ashley that I'm like, Ashley said this on Twitter.
Yeah.
As of 11 hours ago, there are still no fucking unblurred photos of the dick arm.
I mean, this... How is... Nah.
I need to
I
see it.
I refuse.
There's some pretty detailed pictures. I will be showing you. They're blurry, but, like, in one... we'll get into it, and then I'll explain the pictures.
So they grew a penis on his arm. Okay. How does one go about...
Well...
Okay. Please.
He threw it in the bin after it fell off, with medics telling him they could only roll up the remaining stump. Listen, we need to work on your bedside manner, guys. Don't tell him we're going to roll up his stump. Guys. For the next 2 years, he became reclusive, turning to alcohol and saying he felt like a shadow of a man.
Well, so wait. So his testicles are still there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this guy's not... Apparently...
Okay, so yeah. Because honestly, I could understand the whole package being called a manhood because obviously...
Yeah.
But, nah. I agree.
Yeah.
Because really, the testes are what matters.
Well, agree to disagree. also, he's a father of two, and he's 45 years old.
I would like to know how he got the infection.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if it tells that. How do you get a perineum infection?
So this is just my guess. I'm assuming there was some kind of cut or something somehow.
And then it poop. Got... Sure, of course. Right? Yeah, sure,
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
But, like, how does one go about getting their perineum cut?
You take a bad poop. You have some bad sex.
Like, that's, you know?
I mean...
Oh my god, what if
you
that's
agree
a kink?
To weird consensual sex?
Because I mean, cutting is a kink.
Yeah.
If we just invented a kink that you're into, let us know. Please. Tether Radio at gmail.com.
Please be careful, though.
Yes. At least put some iodine around it or something. I don't know.
Clean everything a lot, guys. Yes. Okay.
A poop knife. That's poop what it knife. Is. Poop knife.
I should tell that. Like, not everybody's heard that. I should tell that sometime. Okay. Medics were able to build him a new penis and attach it to his arm. And
so they built a penis?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I skipped a line. Sorry. He turned... His general practitioner turned him on to Professor David Ralph, an expert in phallus construction, at the University College Hospital in London. Listen, I would love... To, like, what do you do? Oh, I'm an expert in phallus construction.
They call me the dick builder.
Oh, God. I'm like Frank Lloyd Wright, but with dicks.
Oh my God. Do you realize how much civil engineering I understand in order to construct a dick on a forearm? I'm a fucking genius
it
over
flops
here.
Around and everything. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. So he had a new one grafted onto his arm where it would stay for 2 years and then it could eventually be moved to his groin.
Why his arm?
Well,
what the fuck?
Also, he requested them to add 2 more inches to it.
Of course.
Of course. So they took a skin flap from his left arm, like a skin graft,
okay,
and they rolled it to form a makeshift penis. Your face is the exact perfect, that's what it should be, where just horror
don't understand.
And a little curiosity, but mostly horror.
Mostly horror.
Surgeons also create a urethra within the skin while two tubes are installed, which would inflate with a hand pump to give him a mechanical erection.
So I've actually heard of that shit.
Really?
Having a pump, literally a pump, put into your scrotum for guys that are impotent, and they can literally pump up, like, just wow. by squeezing their...
I had not heard of that.
Yes. That I know that exists. So I'm assuming this is an iteration.
I guess. That. So it was detached from his forearm, mm-hmm. allowing it to hang freely and form naturally as skin and tissue. And they said they put it on his arm. I took this from two stories. Surgeons chose the arm for building the new penis due to its skin quality and sensation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So eventually, excuse me. So I mean, like, he would have feeling in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh. This is like, yeah, this is ridiculous, but like medically, it's pretty neat.
I mean, it's
very neat.
It's pretty crazy. It's just, it seems like a really weird process.
Sure. So, 4 years later, though, he's still living with the bulge on his arm, having to wear long sleeve shirts all the time.
Of course.
Of course. And,
and getting charged with indecent exposure constantly.
Yeah, shit.
It's like, he's like washing his hands at the bathroom, and they're like, hey, put that thing away. Like, what the fuck?
So, so here, from my other story, this is all a big quote from him.
Mm-hmm.
I had struggled 4 years with an infection in my perineum, but I had no idea what could happen. It spread to my fingers and toes and turned them black. Listen, I don't even have a dick, but I would be like, if my fingers and toes are turning black, I know what's next. I know what else is vaguely similar to how those connect to a body.
Yeah.
And... like, I don't want to lose a thumb or a ring finger or
but
anything
see, but that's,
either,
that's
but, like...
I'm maybe in my just mass of awe over here.
Yeah.
How long was this going on?
He didn't say. Okay. He said the infection in the perineum was years.
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 I mean, okay. Couple things.
I don't know. I'm sure he was getting some sort of treatment. Oh, yeah.
Right?
What, if your fingers and toes turn black,
What? Getting treatment? He was getting treatment, right? It would seem like...
But maybe they couldn't stop it and it was still doing its thing. I don't know.
Did they say anything about treatment?
Well, he said... I don't know. He said, when I saw my penis go black, I was beside myself. It was like a horror film. I was in complete panic. I knew deep down it was gone and I was going to lose it. Then one day it just dropped off onto the floor... because I had been through the devastation of knowing I was going to lose it, I just picked it up and put it in the bin. I went to the hospital and they said the best thing could do for me was to roll the remaining stump up like a little sausage roll. It was heartbreaking. He said they were happy to listen to what I wanted it to be like, which was amazing. Not many can say they have a designer penis.
Oh my god.
Dude. When I saw it on my arm for the first time, I was so, so proud.
It was like watching my child win the spelling bee.
Oh my god. After 2 years, it was ready to be hung where it should be.
Whoever wrote this article is, I'm loving it.
Oh,
like,
man.
Hung, bulge, like, this is...
Yeah,
this
those
is...
were, both of those were their words,
yeah.
he was unwell at the time of the operation, and it was postponed. And then he missed a string of appointments due to transport and scheduling mix-ups. And then a staff shortage last December led to another postponement. And then it was going to happen in April, but then COVID hit. And
this guy just wants his dick move, man. Come on.
Just put my dick
just
where
my
dick should
man.
Be.
Yeah.
Okay. There's all these pictures of him just, like, posing, like, outside and looking, like, thoughtful. And so my friend, the two friends sent me this story because everyone knows my brand. One friend just kept sending me these pictures all day, and I was like, I am dying. Stop sending me this thoughtful looking dude with a blurred dick on his arm.
I mean, what?
There's one picture in the article where they lift it up and they show you the underneath, like where it came from. Let me pull that one up. Obviously, these will be in the links.
I was gonna
say, because
I feel like this might even end up in the newsletter. One of these.
That picture right there is going to be the top picture. I've already slated it on there.
Yes.
Oh, there's a video.
God, dude, that is just.
This dude, though. Like, look, I cannot with these fucking pictures. Just like, it looks fine and you don't realize, and then you see the big blur and you're like, oh, no.
No.
Oh, and there's like, he's medical like explanations of how they move it and stuff.
To describe one of these, he's like leaning against a tree. Literally, it looks like a high school superlative photo.
It really does. It really does. Look at, like, I kind of see
like holding it
the underneath of your dick, sir.
Wow, what?
Put your arm dick away, sir. Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Oh my god. I don't even know what to say.
Yep.
I don't even know what to say.
Yep.
Other than, like, I feel like we need to start, like, a GoFundMe campaign to, like, open up elective surgery just so this man could get his dick moved.
I think it's just been scheduling. Like, I mean.
Oh, gotcha.
Right now it's COVID. Yeah. Like.
That is just wild, dude.
If you were him, would you not be like, can I just wear a mask while you get it moved?
Yeah. Is it really, like, can you do this at my house? Is this, you know,
I know a guy in Australia. He's got a, what was it, an EpiPen? What was it? It wasn't. It was a cryo pen.
Yeah.
I know a guy with a cryo pen.
And he's well-versed in scrode surgeries.
He's actually got a spare if this one on your arm doesn't work out. Yes. He's been keeping it cool. It should be preserved fine. Yeah. Slightly pickled.
Oh my god, dude. That is just wild, dude.
Absolutely. I am so glad you did not come across that
story. I don't know
story.
How I didn't.
Because it was everywhere this week. I don't know how you didn't see it. I just went to Vice earlier and it was like the second headline.
Jeez, yeah, I don't know how I didn't see that. Yeah. I don't know. The news cycle has been really weird lately.
Yeah,
so.
I've just been avoiding stuff. Like,
I feel you.
I wouldn't have come across it other than Mary and my friend in Colorado both sent it up to me. Shout out to Mary. Like, she sent me all the weird shit this week. I mean,
yes,
I appreciate it.
Mary, we need to bring you on, Mary.
Yeah.
And I know that you live close. So,
yeah. We need to do
it
that.
It needs to be sooner than later. All right. Well,
I have wrapped that one up. I'm good.
Put a little bow on that arm penis. So, I wanted to talk about this a little bit because it's, I don't know, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
TikTok being under fire, basically.
Yeah.
But it was also kind of, there's been some interesting developments with TikTok. I know that everybody and their brother has seen the Trump, whatever, threat of banning TikTok.
How?
I don't know.
He doesn't have that power.
But see, that's the thing. I honestly, at this point in time, I think that he makes these comments just to stay, like, in the news.
Just to
make... Because he views any publicity as good publicity.
If he didn't have a Twitter, he would barely be in the news.
Probably.
Oh, that'd be nice. Can't we just take him off Twitter?
So wait,
Jack. Jack, take him off Twitter.
This is the thing. So we have Jack Dorsey to thank for this.
Damn it, Jack.
Or actually, I don't know. Was he actually the founder, or did he just end up on top?
Jack and Ev, right? Like,
I don't know who's
like,
Ev.
He's away from it now, but like his at was EV.
Oh, gotcha.
Talk about an OG.
Yeah.
But
OG user.
I think his name's Evan or something.
Gotcha.
But he does, what's he own now?
That's probably like...
it's something huge. Like, it's like
Musk and like PayPal.
Oh,
it was
four...
That
oh, that's right. It was four dudes. It was... been on Twitter way too long. Jack Dorsey, Noah Glass, Biz Stone. I just remember his name because I think he was at Biz.
Yeah.
And Evan Williams. Uh-huh. Isn't that a liquor?
Evan Williams, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
He's not done anything big. He just also founded Blogger and Medium.
Oh, wow. The Ev Smith guy?
Yeah. Ev Williams.
Ev Williams, yeah. Sorry. Wow. But dude, I bet once you get connected with like the tech industry, really just like spinning shit up at that point.
Net worth.
Oh my god. Let's see. You said Medium blogger, and he was a original founder of Twitter.
Yep. I love that you just knew that was me telling you had to guess it.
Yeah, right. 10 billion?
2.5 billion.
I'm actually surprised.
Jack Dorsey, though.
Oh, shit.
Net worth 7 billion?
Huh. I'm surprised at that, too.
I thought his was a lot higher.
Huh.
This is just what it says on Wiki.
Yeah.
And that's as of May.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyway.
So obviously everybody saw that shit. For some reason, I guess Facebook and, let me take a step back. I pulled this article from CNBC. TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer, I believe Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, no, no.
That's.
I thought you were asking how to pronounce it.
It was like Meyer, maybe, or something.
But John Mayer spells his that way.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go with it. Kevin, TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer slams Facebook for attacks, quote, disguised as patriotism. So Mark Zuckerberg basically came out and made a statement. Mark Zuckerberg's prepared remarks were published ahead of his testimony before the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Antitrust, which, holy fuck, there was some shit that came out in that that little whatever in front of the House Judiciary Subcommittee.
Yeah.
There was some wild stuff. But anyway, I'll just leave that as a tidbit. Go check it out on, like, C-SPAN or something. But anyway, so Zuckerberg... Zuckerberg basically described Facebook as, quote, a proudly American company. We believe in values, democracy, competition, inclusion, and free expression that the American economy was built on. Many other tech companies share these values, but there's no guarantee our values will win out. For example, China is building its own version of the internet focused on very different ideas, and they're exporting their vision to other countries. This is another unprecedented thing that I'm going to say, but once again, man, I know there is another play at hand, but I actually am kind of on board with Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And the only reason that I say that is when you start looking at Kevin Mayer, and he was a higher up in Disney, the Walt Disney Company.
Mm, which is very wholesome and good and nothing bad about that company.
At all, yeah. At all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And very, you know, by the books.
Sure,
you know.
Yep. Always been a good company.
So he ended up being he was named the chairman in 2018 of Walt Disney Direct-to-Consumer and International,
mm-hmm,
a new segment division which would include various streaming businesses, international channels, ad sales, and distribution. So in May of 2020, which the international thing kind of piqued my interest, or not piqued my interest, but my ears perked up at that kind of thing. He resigned from the Walt Disney Company to become the COO of ByteDance. Now, ByteDance is the entity that currently runs U.S. operations of TikTok. And ByteDance is a Chinese internet technology company.
Yeah.
I don't know what the play is here, kind of thing, because he's the COO of ByteDance, and then he's also the CEO of TikTok. Now, having stated that, prior to Trump making his statement, Microsoft was actually in talks with ByteDance to take over U.S. operations, but basically buy the U.S. operations of TikTok from ByteDance.
Okay.
And so there, and I'm gonna use almost like a stream of consciousness,
yeah,
to, because I like
I'm just
yeah, and so my thing was, so why would Microsoft be interested in, which I know that they had a bunch of failed social media attempts, kind of thing, spin ups or whatever. Microsoft
okay.
did
they?
Or at least according to. Shit, I didn't have the article, but according to another article that I read,
yeah,
that they basically had a couple attempts at getting in on like stuff like Instagram and and Facebook and stuff like that.
Man, would
like,
you not be kicking yourself?
What?
Like if you could have but didn't get in on like Instagram?
Oh, dude, yeah. No, I know. Well, no, but they were spinning up a competitor.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
Well,
so,
yeah.
But yeah, I totally agree with you. The weird thing is that when Trump started threatening this TikTok ban, ByteDance actually started seeking out someone to purchase them. It wasn't that Microsoft. So that was what was weird to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, so on one hand, I'm like, okay, I would understand that if they would want to just keep actually operating in the U.S.,
yeah,
if it, everybody, like, whatever, calm down if it was owned by a U.S. company,
yeah,
for U.S. operations. But then on the other hand, I'm like, the CCP is an extremely insidious organization.
To put it mildly.
Yeah, yeah. And so I'm like, well, it almost makes me wonder if the spyware, for lack of a better term, is already in place, and so they're like, oh yeah, take over operations, because we already have the, like,
yeah,
you know, we've already got that shit piping back to us.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, I mean, I'm just, obviously, this is definitely tinfoil hatty.
Sure.
But it was one of these things that I, like, it's got to be money or data driven, and I'm trying to figure out who would really gain the most from this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or what it seems like, and it totally, to me, obviously I you know, this is my opinion solely. It is kind of weird that it's like Trump comes out and says, you know, I'm going to, even if he doesn't have the power.
Sure.
Him coming out against TikTok,
yeah,
makes business happenings completely bulk, because at this point Microsoft has put all talks like on hold to basically see,
yeah,
I guess, how it's gonna pan out. But I don't know, it's just really weird, and I don't know. I haven't liked TikTok from the beginning, and obviously I've made that very apparent.
Yeah.
but it's also one of these things that, like, once, are you familiar with the Thousand Talents stuff?
No.
Okay, well, we need to do a deep dive on that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Because basically what it was is China was sending over international students and international, like, professors.
Yeah.
And paying them to literally pirate, like, intellectual property.
I vaguely
and shit
did.
Like that.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And so it's been, like, cracked down a bunch.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, that. And it, but the thing was, it really didn't get much press.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Surprise.
Which, yeah, and that's why I'm like, fuck, man. I don't know. I'm in a bad place right now mentally. So I don't know if I'm just, like, turned into a complete conspiracy theorist.
Yes.
Or if it's like, yeah, right.
We both are.
Yeah. But it's also one of these things that it's like, man, there's way too much shit that's kind of panning out. You know, that panning out in the sense of, like, it's actually coming to fruition and somehow supporting some of these theories.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
I don't know what to believe, dude. Like,
That's where I'm at. I'm like, you know what? question everything.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I think that that's, be cynical and question everything. I think that's the best strategy, or at least the one that I've subscribed to. So, but anyway, I just kind of wanted to mention that because it was kind of, it, to me, it kind of seemed like ByteDance, kind of snatched up this guy from a very prevalent American-based company.
Yeah.
That you know that he's got connects, you know. And then it's like to, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird. I'm taking my tinfoil hat off. My tinfoil hat off now. But we can go ahead and cruise on to something else.
Well, let's get into a couple positive things.
Yes, please, positivity.
So, I don't have a lot for this, but just to say, most of the staff that used to work for Deadspin are launching a new site called Defector.
Oh, nice.
They've got a podcast that's going to start on August 13th, and then their site's going to go live in September.
Real quick.
I'm excited.
Remind me the mass... What spurred the mass exodus?
They told them to stick to sports. And all the writers told them to fuck off. Like, yeah. they'd made fun of so long how they didn't stick to sports that they sold shirts that said, stick to sports.
Yeah.
Like... Also, like, their non-sports stuff got huge, like, interaction and clicks and stuff, and and I go to Deadspin not for the sports.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care about the sports.
Yeah.
Like, I like the writers so much, I will read the sports stuff because I like the fun of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm pumped. So that's called Defector. It's gonna be, like, a paid thing. So
did you say when that was spinning up?
September. They didn't say like a specific date. I don't think that it's gonna go live, but they'll probably publish that pretty soon. But it goes from about $69 a year, nice, up to $25,000 a year. They've got a couple like just kind of jokey tiers, but they've had a couple people email them with interest in those big ones.
They're like, does it come with an armoire with a child in it?
Well, oh no!
I'm just kidding.
But they tell you, like, one of the perks of the biggest one is one of the staff members will send you a happy birthday video the day after your birthday every year.
That's
and they're
awesome.
Like, that's pretty on brand for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think it'll be good. That's yet another piece of media I'm gonna have to fucking pay for.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I want to give money to those guys, you know?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I mean, dude, but that's the thing. You know, that's why I was actually talking to Megan about it, that I want to start giving to No Agenda.
Yeah.
Just because I like their structure in regards to that it's like a value for value model. Like, what do you think our podcast is worth?
Yeah,
donate that.
I like that.
That's it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, that's awesome. And so we'll be on the lookout in September for that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And Defector, right?
Yeah, Defector.
Okay.
I think it'll be pretty cool.
I've got a really quick little story that I just came upon this morning that was kind of funny. So. For weeks, and I'm going to absolutely fall over myself trying to pronounce these.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. for weeks, residents of Zehlendorf were baffled that a thief was stealing their flip-flops and sports shoes from their gardens at night. So, we've got a thief on the loose. Finally, someone spotted the culprit. On a patch of wasteland, quote, in flagrant.
Pronounced in flagrante.
In flagrante.
I don't know why I think that, but I think that's right.
What does that mean?
Just all out there, I think, right?
Oh, okay. That we'll makes sense. Like flagrant. I mean, that would make.
In flagrante meaning. The very act of wrongdoing, especially in an act of sexual misconduct. So,
damn. Well, thank you.
You caught you in it.
Yeah, dude. So finally, a man spotted the culprit on a patch of wasteland, quote, in flagrante, carrying two blue flip-flops.
So caught red-handed.
In its mouth.
Its mouth, huh?
Huh? It was a fox. Dude, it was a fox that was sneaking into these people.
Let him have the shoes. He's a good dude.
I want you to guess how many shoes the fox had stolen.
Listen, we are not about kink shaming. We are absolutely about kink shaming.
No, we aren't about kink shaming.
Unless you're a foot fetishist. Fuck a foot fetishist. Well, not in that way.
Asterisk. Unless you're into perineum cutting? Is that what we decided? There are lines that could be overstepped.
This whole episode has gone to shit.
Yes, it has. So
do you have a timeline of how long this was?
It just said for weeks.
Okay, weeks. I'm gonna say 73.
Over 100.
Good for him.
And they have a picture of like all these shoes lined up. It's like a bunch of honestly, I just made this observation, but it's like really, it went for like all the really colorful shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
That may have been it. Like, that may have been why.
Let me tell you one thing, dude. This magpie's box looks like shiny slides. Things,
you know? Oh, that's so a good maybe. Point.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, like, and so this was in Berlin, by the way, in case you were wondering where Zehlendorf was.
Sure.
But yeah, so then they said the man had suspected it might be a fox after raising the matter on a neighborhood watch website and getting complaints from other locals about a missing pair of shoes or one missing shoe. Tagesspiegel?
Sure.
Editor? Felix Hackenbrück, right?
That's what we love some German words.
Yeah, posted photos of the evidence on Twitter.
Love it.
That are within this article. That's about all I've got.
That's great, though.
But it's like pretty damn funny because there are a boatload here. I'm just gonna let Allie take a quick look.
Yeah, man.
I just love that this fox is like. And yoink.
Uh-huh. You know? Are they taking this one?
Yeah, and I'll take this, and I'll take this.
I've seen stories where people are like, my cat keeps stealing people's, like, laundry and bringing it home, and, like, I'm sorry if you're missing some socks, but I have them.
Yeah. Just post them, like, here's my address, I'll put them out on my front porch if you want to come grab them.
My aunt's cat, growing up, he would steal straws, and... He was obsessed with straws. And then, like, if you ever, like, move the couch to vacuum, there'd be, like, 30 just yes. chomped up straws yes, under there.
Yes. That's awesome. My God, dude. That's kind of like Finn with snacks. He used to, he would literally find, like, a little, whatever, a toy that would, you could fit, like, 5 Cheerios in.
Yes.
And he would stash them, like, everywhere. And so... We'd be like, we'd do snack time, and then snack time would have been over for like 2 hours, and then we turn around and Finn's eating something, and we're like, where'd you get that?
Yeah.
And then we like follow him back to his like cozy coop that he's like stashed a bunch of shit in like the gas compartment.
I love the cozy coop.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? But,
I've got one more happy story.
Yeah.
Another from Mary. She gave me this last night, and I was like, dude, we always need a good story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to give away... I can't not give this away. The actual headline is, Ryan Reynolds celebrates return of Vancouver woman's beloved teddy bear. Listen... This is very sweet.
This sounds super wholesome. Honestly, Ryan Reynolds.
We love him.
Well, he's like up there with like Keanu Reeves and like Robert Downey Jr. actually turned over a new
leaf. Yeah, I think he was bad, but then he was,
Iron Man or whatever.
So, last week, Ryan Reynolds alerted his millions of fans to a Vancouver woman's lost teddy bear. And it contained within it a recording of her late mother's voice saying she loves her and is proud of her. Did you see this?
I did see a little bit about this.
And it was lost while she was moving, and security footage showed the bag containing the bear was actually stolen.
Oh, wow.
So Reynolds tweeted and was like, I will give, if anybody will give us the bear back, I'll give you $5,000.
Yeah.
And someone did. And, like, he like, gave directions for how they could give it back without, like...
I guess, giving away their identity, I think. Kind of thing. Yeah.
So yeah, she got an email regarding the whereabouts of the bear, and he was returned in perfect condition.
Nice.
And all that was missing was his glasses. I would have been afraid that they
would have thrown it away, you know?
I know.
Because I would have thought, like, if somebody's stealing something, they come across they're probably like a not going to
keep the bear.
Yeah.
Even if it, like, has a voice recording in it, you're going to be like, I don't know who that is. I don't care if they love me.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't think she would come back, but she did. Soriano, Mama Bear, told the CBC.
That's awesome, dude.
Well, I'm sorry. Mama Bear is the bear's name.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, duh.
because, duh.
Well, it's her mom. In,
yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, and he promised them the $5,000 and as much aviation gin as they can handle. His gin company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
Man, good.
Yeah. Also, that's like, awesome.
That's nothing to him.
Oh, no.
But, like, $5,000 is absolutely going to make me, like, give back some shit I stole, you know, like
I would, yeah, yeah, exactly, or at least that would be, yeah, I would think that $5,000 for a teddy bear is a pretty good trade.
Sweet story,
but, yeah, for sure,
good times.
Let's see what else we got.
We want to talk about this postmaster thing a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I try not to bring up Trump, but you sometimes you just have to, and man, I just don't know if. I don't know if people are seeing this story, and I want to give it to you guys.
Yeah.
So, the U.S. Postmaster General tells postal workers to leave mail behind if it slows down their route. And this is from a couple weeks ago, but I didn't see it until I saw it mentioned on some people's Instagram, like, trying to, like, raise awareness about it. And I was like, huh? And did some research. So, we have a new postmaster of the U.S. Postal Service. And, surprise, he's buddies with Trump. He's established new cost-saving policies that could slow down mail service. So, mail carriers are being told to leave mail behind at distribution centers rather than taking late trips, making extra trips, or logging overtime, according to these memos that were first reported on by the Washington Post and then brought to, I'm reading on Business Insider.
But, I mean, I didn't even see it, like, on Washington Post.
How many stories are on Washington Post, though, man? You know,
yeah, that's
like,
a good point.
Postal Service is on financially shaky ground because of the coronavirus. So, like, that's everybody knows that. Yeah, like, there's been some, you know, rumbling about that. I'm doing
I'd
the
say,
grumbling.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'd say there's both.
and it was reported that they might run out of cash by the end of September. So yeah, pretty much, the new Postmaster General is Louis DeJoy. He was a former fundraiser for Trump, and now suddenly he's running our mail system, which is great and very good. And these memos that were sent to the Washington Post were verified by the American Postal Workers Union and corroborated by three people with knowledge of the documents who spoke with the Post on the condition of anonymity. So, like, they know they're going to get the canned.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. So, okay, real quick.
Yeah.
That anonymity... I guess.
Sure. Yeah. So if the plants run late, like in the documents, the new postmaster instructed workers to stop logging overtime and to leave mail at distribution centers if it would delay their routes. So if you get mail late and your carriers are gone and you can't get the mail out without overtime, it's going to have to wait till the next day.
Yeah.
And this is... ultimately, like, yeah, you need your mail on time, like, sometimes people's medicine, their checks, stuff like that's in there, but also with the election and with absentee voting, and even if, like, Tennessee is weird about absentee voting, and you gotta kind of jump through a hoop to be able to, but, like, some states, like my friend in Colorado, you can absentee vote just because you want to. Like, you just have the option. You don't have to have any reason. You can just do your vote by mail.
Yeah.
That's how it fucking should be for everybody. Why is it not? Why is that not a federal thing?
No, I don't know.
Anyway, so Trump's been, you know, tweeting his bullshit about how mail-in vote is just going to lead to a lot of fraud. But, like, if you're delaying the mail and people can't get their ballots to them and then back out postmarked by the date it's required, that's all but rigging the election.
So, what is the reasoning that...
He's saying he's trying to save them money. Yeah. It's cost cutting.
Yeah. So, okay, let's say that they didn't implement this.
Yeah.
Then, so does that just basically mean that the post office is just going to cease to, or I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like, what happens?
Well, see, and that's the thing, because, like, I completely agree. This needs to be scrutinized to the nth degree.
This is some
garbage.
It
seems fucking, yes. I agree with that.
Like, I don't know what was going to happen, like, if. How? What do we do if the mail goes under?
Yeah, and like the other thing that's really fascinating is like I would say that we could probably agree that this puts Trump in a bad light.
Mm-hmm.
So why was this not covered by the more left media?
I'm gonna say because just the headline doesn't put Trump in a bad light.
Yeah.
You've got to actually, like, pay attention to what the story is doing and what the implications are.
And actually, okay.
I did see a couple stories about this that were, like, that were very written just to bullshit about Trump. Like, it was, like, Trump is making the mail run slower to create distrust in the American people. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. And I'm like, that's not actually what the story is.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So you, almost like it's not like low enough hanging fruit kind of thing? Or
or because you have to think about it for more than the 3 seconds it takes to read the headline.
That's a very good point.
And because who's going to click? Maybe we did see this and we didn't click on it because we're like, okay, the mail's running slow.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, everything's running slow.
Everything's broken right now. What else is news? Like, you know?
God, man. Yeah. No, I mean, it definitely, that's...
yeah. I'm going to find my friend's post on Instagram, because it was a comic that she shared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it says, "Your U.S. Postal Service is being forced to slow down by Postmaster Louis DeJoy in effort to create public distrust before the 2020 election. Vital items like medicines and checks are being delayed. Please contact Congress and demand that our USPS be supported." And then it's got, like, actionable, like, sites and stuff. But, like, I don't think they're doing this to create distrust.
Yeah.
But that got my attention, and I did my own investigating, you know? But I think most people are just...
And that's the thing that, like, and Allie and I were kind of talking about it a little bit before the show, and it's been really wild doing this podcast during all this shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, and I know that Megan will listen to this and be like, yeah, you need to quit the podcast because you're just turning into an asshole. but no, it's like when you consume so much of this shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That it's like... If you want to talk about public distrust, let's talk about public distrust in the fucking news media.
Oh, God.
Because, like, Allie and I were talking about it, and it's like...
You can't find a decent story. Well, like, just a straightforward...
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, if this shit is happening, and that is the fucking, like...
Yeah,
I mean, this is 100% election rigging.
But let me read you what this headline that I'm reading from is. U.S. Postmaster General tells postal workers to leave mail behind if it slows down their route.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to click on that.
No. And it's also one of those, like you said, the devil's in the details kind of shit, you know?
And so, this story never says, like, your boy was a fundraiser for Trump. Like, that was
Not.
Of course it doesn't. Yeah. But... I don't know. I feel like that's a detail that ought to be mentioned. Like, yeah, he's the new Postmaster General. What happened last one? I don't know. Probably Trump canned him for his own benefit, because that's what he does with everybody. Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. I definitely don't know. Man, it's just I guess it really comes back to the I don't know, it's slowly becoming my motto, at least. Question everything.
Yep.
But it does, to me, the thing that jumps out the most about this is because it seems like it's got legs, but nobody's touching it.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, my God, like, that would be the easiest, it seems like that would be the easiest thing to, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's a phrase that I utter way too often these days.
We don't know anything.
But, yeah, so I wonder if there was some way that we could almost do, like, a small, like, a study almost kind of thing and, like, send your buddy in Colorado, like, a letter every week and, you know...
See if it starts slowing down.
Yeah. Like, I'm obviously spitballing right now. But it's, like, one of those things that I'm, like... Okay, we're being told this.
I know.
I was also told that there's Boston scientists that are fucking shooting DIY vaccines up their noses. So, is it happening? I hope it's not.
I think I'm to the point where I believe anything.
Yeah. Well,
because everything's insane.
Well, and that's the thing, dude. I swear to God, when I'm going through articles for the podcast...
Yeah.
It is literally, I feel like I'm just on the subreddit, not the Onion.
When I looked at the dick arm, I kept being like, is this real?
Yeah, it's just wild, dude.
I actually meant to Snopes it just to make sure, but like, it was a couple big articles.
Yeah.
Like,
Jeez, man. Huh.
Anyway.
Well, that's just baffling to me that mainstream didn't pick it up a whole lot.
Did they and we didn't pay attention because it's not a salacious headline?
But that's the other thing, though. It seems like, I mean, like, come on, WAPO, come on, man. Like, dude, it seems like the first thing that they would do, what they should have run,
yeah,
if they want clicks, is like, hey, former Trump, whatever, fundraiser supervisor, whatever his previous role was, was just appointed postmaster, you know, general.
Yeah.
Well, dude, that would get coverage left and right because people would be like, well, that seems like a powerful position for someone that seems like they're in Trump's pocket. So I don't know. It's just really weird to me.
Yeah.
But that's all I got. I agree. Like I said, if this shit needs to be looked at, 100% and focused on, so, but,
you want to hear about a couple weird murders?
I thought you'd never ask. I think that my delivery just now, that was William Shatner to the nth degree.
Oh, I thought it was Ace Ventura. Same thing, really.
Yeah, right.
Man, did you see Wilford Brimley died?
Yes.
I did not realize he was still alive.
# diabetes.
Diabetes. Yeah. Is that what got him?
No, I don't think so. Okay. He was just a spokesperson for it. Yeah. I mean,
for diabetes.
Well, I mean, for like the
Jazz and whatever. Supplies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know what the fuck I mean. yeah, but I mean, like, what was the other thing that he was? What else was he connected with?
You're asking the wrong person about an actor.
You move. Yeah, that's a good point.
So there was a professor at Arizona State University who disappeared in March, and they just found his body July 17th. And they've charged an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old, and they don't really know what the motive or anything was.
And you said it was found in
a landfill.
In a landfill.
So... they reported him missing. We didn't come home from work.
Yeah.
These people were arrested in Louisiana after being caught driving the professor's car. Charges of first-degree murder, vehicle theft, and armed robbery.
Two guys, girl,
guy. Girl and a guy. Yeah, 18 and 19. That's so young.
That's bizarre.
But I don't know if they knew him.
Yeah.
They said the motive and the means of the alleged murder were not immediately clear. They left his body in a dumpster, and then that was emptied out in the landfill. So they had searched the landfill for like 2 months before they finally found his body. In Arizona in the summer, searching a landfill.
Yeah.
So he held 4 patents and had published more than 150 academic papers. And authored a book.
Man.
What a guy.
You said he was...
He was a professor of engineering at Arizona State University.
Jeez, dude.
He was also the associate dean of research at their School of Engineering.
You brought this up the other day, and
I sent a link to it.
Well, no, I mean, just the fact that there's been a...
Murders are getting weird.
Bunch of weirder. Weird... Because you sent me one that, like...
I was about to cover it, but the page won't load.
Yeah, yeah, but Allie and I were talking about it a little bit outside of the podcast.
Yeah.
That it's just, there have been, like, a slew of just really weird murders. Not just, like, a whatever, you know, a dude comes home to his wife banging somebody else or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, are those fucking murders? But,
sure, but, man.
But, I mean, like, this shit is just...
Well, this other one is, this is in Mexico, but this woman is 35... this fucking headline.
Yeah.
This is Daily Mail, so the headline's like a paragraph.
Yeah.
Woman, 35, is beaten by an angry mob after dropping her 70-year-old boyfriend's head from a plastic bag in a Mexican street after, quote, after she chopped it off in a satanic ritual. I, like, because of being fascinated by the satanic panic, I never believe anything was a satanic ritual.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Residents in... Mexico, tried to beat Veronica Rivera to death after she is alleged to have mutilated her boyfriend during a satanic ritual. She was 35. Boyfriend was 70. She was found pacing through the neighborhood of Santiago Coatinco with Jorge Ramos's head inside a bag. She allegedly killed him and chopped off his head before walking through the street with it in a plastic bag, and cops saved her from an angry mob and took her to a hospital for treatment. Lot going on here.
Yeah, that's just bizarre. Well, I'm just gonna put a period right there.
Just bizarre.
That's just bizarre. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
A lot to digest right here, man. And man, that mob really, they did a number on her. Cause she looks, she definitely got,
Man, there's a picture of the head laying in the street. It's blurred, but like, you know, that's what it is. Yeah. Cause that's the story.
Jeez, dude.
Dang. What?
What is going on in the world these days, man?
Her daughter and other family members approached the police and identified... Oh, sorry, his daughter approached the police and identified her as the killer.
Dude.
I mean, I'm gonna say if you're walking around with a chopped off head in a bag, it doesn't look good for you to not be the killer.
Like, yeah.
You're probably the killer.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I'm assuming they don't have anything, like, because that was a pretty short little... article.
Yeah, she's still in custody. They found his corpse, and
I mean, I would just be interested to know, like, if she wasn't the killer, why do you have your boyfriend's
head? Oh, I'm sure she was the killer. Right? Yeah, but like, yeah, and it's your boyfriend's head, like,
yeah,
what a, like,
the satanic ritual thing, though. Yeah, I agree.
Nah,
like, I, honestly, more than anything, it almost sounds like mental illness.
It really sounds... That's what I was going to say. It sounds like she had some sort of mental thing. Yeah. Especially then after you do it, you're walking down the street with it in a bag. Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a...
You're not even trying to pretend you didn't do it?
Yeah. In addition to the fact that I feel like... And I'm going to make this statement. No offense intended.
Sure.
But when you're dating... Or, yeah, dating someone twice your age...
Uh-huh.
That's a specific type of person there, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a big, yeah.
Especially when it's like, well, I'm not even gonna split hairs on that one. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
I feel like at any age, someone twice your age is a weird,
yeah. Well, I was gonna say 20 and 40.
That's still weird.
Which is still weird, but it's like, I guess a little less weird.
Yeah.
But it's also one of these things that it's,
I guess,
like,
it's all the people, too. Like, some people just seem older, and some people seem younger, but...
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Dang.
I'm just gonna say, huh.
Yeah.
So, apparently, real quick tangent on Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
His big thing was Cocoon, the movie Cocoon.
Okay.
And then he was the spokesperson for the American Diabetes Association.
Okay.
That's what it was. So, yeah, I just remember, I don't remember. I honestly, I don't know if I've even seen the movie Cocoon, even though I'm pretty sure that's like,
I don't think I even know
highly
of it.
Regarded, but I think I
even know it by name.
Yeah. I just remember his like standing on, you know, leaning up against the mantle above the fireplace.
Yeah.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Thing, yeah. You know? But yeah, that sucks, dude. Cause he was like, he was just like the grandpa that you have that just like kind of just grumbles about shit.
Yeah.
You know?
That's me. I am your grandpa that grumbles about shit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, one last thing. Yeah. Did you see that they arrested Florida teen for the big Twitter hack?
Oh, I did.
Instead of Florida man.
I meant to pull that shit. Damn it. Yes.
Hillsborough County. That's mm-hmm. Tampa.
Oh, is it?
That's my stomping grounds down there.
Nice. Yeah, that was pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, was it just one kid that's...
I saw something else where I thought there were like three, but...
I was thinking there were three.
This story on Heavy just says the one, but maybe... Maybe it was toward the end.
Yeah.
I feel like there were a few.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe only one was named. Well, no,
oh, there's another story that says two more individuals charged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they released his name. But he's underage.
Yeah. That's...
Well, but if he's the... If he's the one that did it, they do release the name, don't they?
So I thought that
he's 17. He'll be charged as an adult.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I guess that would make sense.
I don't know.
You know what? There aren't journalistic standards anymore. What are we talking about?
There's no fucking laws anymore either. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Also, okay, people were like, the way this is worded, he used the names of famous people and celebrities, and he designed this con to steal money from regular Americans all over the country. Listen. You thought Elon Musk was tweeting that if you sent him some Bitcoin, he'd double it and send it back. Honestly, I say let him go.
Dude, this is just...
Some scams, I'm like, if you got someone to fall for it that well, you should have it.
This is my dig with scams. People.
Some scams are like, yeah, you shouldn't have fallen for them, and they're tough. Like, yeah.
It's like the social engineering stuff that it's like, you know, whatever. I respect kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff that it's like, the Nigerian prince shit, and like the if it's too good to be true,
yeah,
it probably is. Just saying.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, exactly. Like up to, I think they said up to like 25 Bitcoin that they would double or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, just as a reality check, I believe 25 Bitcoin is like right around 25 grand at this point-ish kind of thing. So you're thinking that you're going to send 25 grand to somebody and they're just going to, out of the goodness of their heart, send you 20 or 50 grand back? Come on.
I know.
And so I'm just going to sign off with common sense ain't common anymore, y'all.
All right, Papa.
Oh, my God. You know I'm a fucking boomer at heart. Well,
oh, my God. Yeah, this kid was born in January of 2003.
Yes, I feel old.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You are... People born after the year 2000 are adults.
Hate that.
That's weird. My God. Okay. Well, I got nothing. I'm looking down. Yeah. You got anything else?
I think we've wrung everything out we can wring out of this one.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and apologize for my stuff this week. It was a slow news week.
It was a weird week.
It was a weird week.
I feel like everyone I know was in some sort of a funk this week.
And plus, we're trying, and I swear to God, even though it might not seem this way, we're trying so hard to not cover shit that you're just getting beaten over the head with. So, like, if you're looking for like updates daily or weekly updates on COVID,
that
or,
ain't us.
That ain't us, man. It's just that ain't what we were about.
So. Last week after we recorded, I ran around with my aunt a little bit, and another woman in a parking lot was like made a dumb move, and then like kind of like threw her arms up at me like I was dumb.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just went on to the next aisle to park, and I was like, honestly, I've been grumpy since March. Fucking try me.
Dude. And people are just fucking terrible drivers these days.
It's insane now. Like
yeah.
I keep seeing people that won't turn left on green when there's nothing coming, and I'm like, it's green.
It ain't gonna get any greener, friend.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I am glancing over at the time, and I believe we've arrived. So, now it is time to put on my social media tap dancing shoes and hit y'all with some, what is it called? The river dancing. How about that? Should we do some river dancing this week?
That's all you.
So let us know what you guys thought about the episode. Let us know if there's shit that we covered that you want us to check up on later. We would love to do nothing more than that. So, let us know at tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. We are on the Twitter sphere at @tether_radio. Instagram, same damn handle, @tether_radio. Facebook, all one word, Tether Radio. We have our Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group that has all sorts of bustling commentary and fun little... lately, we've been on a name game, like, kick.
Yeah.
Which I keep posting, you guys, because those are fun as shit.
I love this thing.
Especially to make fun of other people. So. But we also have the Read with Tether book club going. We have a Facebook group for that also. We are currently slated for the next meeting, August 20th.
Yep. Which is a Thursday.
Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We're reading the book Recursion by Blake Crouch. It is a mindfuck. If you are...
Good.
It is really, really good. It got, best 2019 for Goodreads, best of 2019 for... Was it sci-fi?
I think. Okay. Maybe even thriller or something, too. It's one of those that fits into so many genres. Yeah,
it does.
A kind of a mystery, definitely a thriller, definitely sci-fi, definitely speculative fiction.
Yeah.
It's so
some
good.
Gnarly
it's
shit.
It's so good.
Yeah. We're doing that August 20th, 8 p.m. Eastern. I think we're going to end up doing a
Google Hangout. I think
Google
we're going to try.
And try that this time and see if
Facebook was kind of laggy.
Yeah. We also have the Tether Radio newsletter that Allie absolutely hits a fucking home run every week with. You're going to have some arm dick photos this week. So.
They're blurred. I'm sorry. That's all that's out there, guys.
Yeah. So be sure to sign up for that. You can do that at tetherradio.substack.com or by going to our pinned tweet. I believe that's all we got. Thank you so much for joining us for episode 110 of the Tether Radio Podcast. I'm Daniel.
I am Loose Gravy, or Allie. I'm Allie.
And we are thanking you guys for lending us your ear for right around an hour and a half. And we hope you guys have a fantastic week and looking forward to talking to you next week. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.